B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So this is the point of the year that we just kind of slack off.
Well, next weekend's my birthday, so we'll be celebrating that all week.
Right.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the MRL Show. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. That's what MRL stands for.
Not Emerald.
Not Emerald.
MRL. Mm-hmm. Manny, Roy, mm-hmm. and Loren.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have such a cool radio family because I was up in the Big Apple, New York City, and I ran into some of our listeners.
That's cool.
I happened to be walking out of a restaurant, and somebody walked out of the same restaurant as I was standing outside, and they go, Roy? And I'm like, yeah.
Who do I know in New York?
Right, kind of. And they're like, hey, big, we listen all the time. We got, what's the chances we run into you? I'm like, yeah, what is the chances?
Nice.
And it's not like I posted a photo of the place before I went. It happened just to be a run-in.
Cool.
And we took photos. I was like, you guys are lucky. You're like my lucky charm.
I had my cousin was in Paris, like in line at the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. You've been.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody was wearing a Carolina Panthers hat. And so she said to the woman who was wearing the hat, you live in Charlotte? She said she lives outside of Charlotte. She said, oh, my cousin is Manny. You know, he works at the radio station. She's like, oh, my God, I listen to them every morning.
It's crazy.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yep. Well, we're going to need more than 30 seconds to find out what happened in Roy's world because he met Sterling's parents on Saturday, and rumor has it that he got intoxicated.
Something accidentally happened
while you were meeting the parents.
Put your face in a pint of beer.
Have you ever been so drunk you went to the bathroom to give yourself a pep talk? I was like, you got this.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Pull it together, Roy. You got to go back and act normal.
We're going to jump back into that further in an hour from now when we have more time. I got sick over vacation. Can you hear it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I can
hear
a little.
I'm so mad. I slept so bad last night. Because I have like post nasal drip, so it doesn't come out my nose. It goes down. It's the worst. So all I'm doing all night is going, and Amanda's hitting me, but she's sick too.
Oh, so who'd you guys get it from?
I think we went into the pool and got it.
Oh, probably. It's germ filled.
All right, you guys stay over there, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm already on medicine, though, so. And Zicam. Always take the Zicam. Yeah. I had a great weekend. It just went really fast. It was we got to talk about this later on in the show, too. I hurt myself in such an embarrassing way, doing something so stupid. Well, I'm sure I'm not alone, but there's a deck at my wife's boss's house. We went up there in Cornelius, and I missed completely. Didn't miss one step, missed two steps.
And how many people were watching?
Oh, pretty much everybody, including my son. He was like, Dad, neat trick. So, like, I fell to the point where I almost went down on my knees. I had to, like, put my hands to stop my knees from being skinned.
Wow.
And I wasn't even intoxicated. I just completely missed the step.
Yeah.
You know, and then I did one of those, who put that there?
Take a bow.
To make it funny.
Yeah. It's like dropping plates in public at a, you know, if you're a waitress or waiter. How about you, Loren? What about your weekend?
I went to a two-day oyster fest that ran out of oysters at 4 o'clock the first day. So
it was really a half-a-day oyster fest?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I left as soon as they were like, yo, no, we're out of oysters. I was like, oh, okay.
It
was supposed to be a two-day oyster fest. And then we spent the
Who ran that? Ja Rule?
Yeah, right? Yeah, the Fyre Fest of Oyster Fest. But we spent the majority of the weekend in the pool, and then yesterday took Cash up to Lazy Five Ranch.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's, that's fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good time.
I don't think she knows. I don't think Nicole knows.
No. Oh, she knows.
Oh, yep. She knows. Yeah, she just
she gave us
told me I was number one.
Yeah, she did.
She gave us number one.
I do have something to say in 30 seconds.
Oh, good. Can we get our morning song out of the way?
Okay, that's
after
fine.
A three-day weekend?
Yeah, we can do that.
So that we can all wake up, stretch a little bit, feel good about ourselves.
Okay, how about this? I'll tease my day in 30
Please
seconds.
Please do.
It involves robbery.
Ooh.
Don't go anywhere.
All right, hang tight, you guys. Here's your Tuesday morning song to shake the cobwebs off after a three-day weekend. Let's do it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Oh, big Spice Girls fan.
They just kicked off their European tour.
Without Posh, though, right?
Yeah, no Posh. Okay. But something happened, and I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, okay, good. So, Roy, you said you were involved in a robbery?
I can say it in 30 seconds. So I was in New York City. I was in an area called, I believe, Chinatown. And this little old lady comes up to me, and she does this thing where she's starting to walk past me, and she starts manipulating my pockets. As if she's about to pickpocket me.
What does that mean, manipulating your pockets?
Trying to grab into my pockets, like feeling around.
Put her hand in your pockets.
She didn't go in, but she was like squeezing my pockets.
Did you ask her what she was doing?
Well, there was a language, so a barrier. So I stepped away, and we just kind of looked at each other, and then she just kept walking. And I'm like, I don't even know how to approach that situation. And we all my friends just witnessed it. They're like, I think she attempted to pickpocket you. I think that's what happened. Mm-hmm. But it happened in such slow motion, we're not quite sure.
Did she, like she was patting you down like a police officer, like outside your pockets?
As she was walking by,
yeah,
she just
demonstrate.
She just starts grabbing and feeling in my pockets and then continued walking. And you're like, why was she feeling me?
Huh.
Was she trying to get in? Was I almost in a pickpocket situation?
I don't know.
Right?
I mean, that might be the world's worst pickpocketer,
right,
too, by the way.
Right.
The idea is to pick and go.
And then after that,
maybe she missed. Maybe she thought she was already in the pocket.
And then after that, because we were standing to hide from the rain, then she walked by us two more times as if she was spotting her next victim. Yeah. It was weird.
She was casing you guys.
Yeah.
What did you have in your pockets? What would she have gotten?
Oh, I mean, if she got my wallet, she would have gotten cash.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Target.
Well, Was there a lot of people on the sidewalk?
In this area? Yeah. No. It just happened to be her slowly walking by. It's one of those things. It's like, do I call the police?
But
I don't know
on.
What to do.
Okay, so how many people are in your group?
There's one, two, three. Four people in my
group. Okay, so four people in your group. Does she just join your group and walk alongside of you for a few seconds?
No. We were just standing there waiting for our Uber.
So she was coming the opposite way?
Yeah, she was coming the one. And then she walked up and down after feeling my pockets. And everyone's like, I think she was trying to pickpocket you. I think.
Only you, Roy Brown.
But she did a horrible job. And to the point, we stared at each other.
Maybe she's just starting out.
Is it possible?
She's learning. Yeah.
Lauren.
Her coach was on the other side and said, go back.
Okay, that was really good, except you missed the pocket. Again, we're not going to be able to eat unless you put your hand in the pocket.
Yeah, Andy caught you, so.
Go back.
So, is it possible, Lauren, that Roy simply got bumped against this woman accidentally, and he thinks it was a pickpocket, but more than likely, maybe she just accidentally rubbed her hand.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
sometimes you escalate things.
But our Roy boy, maybe 3 years ago, would have had no social awareness that something had just happened.
That's true, too.
You know, so.
No, everyone saw she was grabbing it.
Okay.
Well, wow. Take that audio.
You guys.
Isolate that immediately.
We have $400 for you at 7 a.m. this morning with 5 seconds to cash. More details in 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Today at 7 a.m., you're going to have your shot at $400 with 5 seconds to cash. That means that nobody got the song that we played Friday morning.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
I love giving away big money.
We didn't play yesterday, so you got $400 sitting there waiting for you. If you know the song, you can win the cash at 7 a.m. this morning with Kiss 95.1. Today, even though I feel a little sick because I got this cold going, today is my favorite day of the year.
Is it nude at work day?
Second favorite day of the year.
Is it chips and salsa day?
Better than that for me, personally. Today's National Hamburger Day.
Ooh,
and
oh,
my God, yeah. Do I love a good hamburger.
Yeah, I agree. Burgers are great.
You know what we need? We need you guys to give us a call, or you can send us a text at 704-570-9595 and just shoot us where your favorite burger place is, because I'm looking for it to maybe hit a different one today.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to love Liberty.
Yeah.
It's gone now. That's now the Manchester.
That's right. They won hot dog, hamburger of the year a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Five Guys,
that's
Smash
a really
Burger.
I'm a big fan of the Five Guys.
I do like Five Guys, too.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
I like anyone. I think anyone who has the thinner patties, I'm a fan of. I can't get a big burger that has a lot of meat. I can't do
go
that.
Ahead, just say that. It.
I can't do it, man. There's got to be a good beef to bun to topping ratio.
I agree.
You know,
Shake Shack, people love that burger.
Pinkies, someone just texted in.
Oh, Pinkies. From 910.
I've never been to Pinkies.
Remember when you and I, because everybody was, you and I, Manny, we went to Mr. K's soft ice cream because evidently that had one of the best burgers.
It was good.
It was messy. God, did I get it everywhere.
That's true. It was messy. It was good, but it wasn't like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of where my favorite. I love Smash Burger, even over Five Guys.
Really?
Yeah, we have one out there in Ballantyne.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a Smash Burger. I can't comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cowbell. Cowbell does have good burgers.
Oh, yeah.
They have really good burgers.
They have
burgers.
A good melt. Mm-hmm. They have a good melt, too.
What do they call it?
Good recommendation, 980. Huh?
Burgushi? Hamburgushi?
Oh, that's it.
That's cow.
That's cowfish.
Yeah. But that's good, too.
Cowbell is uptown. Yes.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now. Sorry, I was confused.
They have the sweet potato cinnamon tater tots. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Whataburger. Red Robin. Wow. Sonic.
Red Robin.
Endless Fries. That's what I know of Red Robin.
Yeah. Where is there even a Red Robin around here?
Probably near a mall near you.
I know there's one off of 521, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuddruckers. But aren't they gone now?
I think there's still a few sticking around, right?
I thought the ones in Charlotte were closed now.
I don't know.
Well, really? Because I remember they wanted us out to one of their grand openings.
Well, yeah, and then they closed. Hey, everybody shoot us a message. Where's your favorite burger joint? Because we're looking for one today on National Burger Day.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Meanie, at the top of the show today, you played Spice Girls.
Yes.
Wannabe, right? Well, they just kicked off the European part of their tour, their little reunion tour, minus Posh Spice. And unfortunately, something went wrong with the sound. And fans in some areas of the stadium could not hear or even tell what was being performed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Scary Spice, Mel B. She jumped on social media afterwards to apologize and say that she hopes the sound will be better and the vocals will be better at their next show. So this is the first time that they'll be performing together since 2007.
See, I wonder, that sucks because that's not even their issue. That's like a technical issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not a great way to start the tour.
No, it's not. Okay. So, Aladdin, over the weekend, made over $100 million domestically. Came in number one at the box office. John Wick, Chapter 3, right behind them. And Avengers Endgame coming in at number three.
Wow, that's still making money, huh?
I know, but I can't believe that John Wick is killing them. Anyway, Aladdin, speaking of, Will Smith snuck into a Calabasas movie theater with his whole family to see Aladdin.
Nice.
Yeah, they made it in unscathed. Nobody noticed them. But on the way out, of course, as soon as the lights went up, they were bombarded with people asking for selfies. And, wow. You know, they never disappoint. Did you guys see the news over the weekend? Adam Levine has announced that he is leaving The Voice.
And it's evidently messy as can be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, messy as can be. NBC executives are mad, and he had a big post about it, and evidently Blake Shelton didn't get a heads up, and he's upset.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
I mean, Blake Shelton obviously has a bromance with Adam, but, I mean, Blake Shelton's girlfriend's replacing him, so I don't know what he's complaining about. He's like, man, I don't want to spend every single day with her. We already live together.
Who are you replacing her with? Gwen Stefani.
Oh, what? I got to go on tour.
I need a one chair.
You know what? I'm out, too.
I need a one chair spacer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
because they did tweet a long time ago that Adam Levine was coming back to The Voice for season 17. NBC did.
He was already filming. They were so he evidently didn't want to do a pre-tape because there's this new rule in the show to where that your team cannot even make it to the finals at all. And so they were doing pre-tapes, and he's like, well, my team's not going. I don't want to be filming at all. And so they're like, no, you still got to go to do the pre-tapes, and you still got to go to the upfronts. And Adam was mad.
Mm-hmm. Roy, fresh back from New York with the scoop, Lorraine.
Oh, seriously.
He took the NBC tour, and now he knows everything about it.
Did they tell you that on the tour?
No, they didn't. But I did sit in the voice chair. It was great.
But your second time.
I actually spoke to the people at NBC to get a quote.
Adam, when he went on social media, though, did thank NBC for signing him.
Yeah, but they were furious at him because he was not into it, and then he quit.
Yeah, so
there's drama.
Drama.
Yeah,
I'm sure there'll be more coming out about that, so we'll keep you up to date with it. But that's your dirty.
We got a list. This is a good one for teachers. If you're a teacher and you're heading into one of your last weeks of school, you got to be listening. And if you're a parent who's buying something for one of your kids' teachers, you got to be listening. This list is what teachers actually want as an end of the year gift. All right.
All right.
Yeah. Get something for your teacher when you were younger?
Well, we used to make them fudge.
Yeah. See, you're not supposed to eat homemade stuff.
Well, they did. They loved it.
God, I love you. All right. We're going to tell you this, give you the info off this list. Teacher, stand by. This is for you in 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
These are the gifts, the end of the year gifts that teachers really want. And nothing, nowhere on this list is homemade things. And that's why I used to always give.
Yeah.
Always give. But I guess nowadays with allergies and the way people are, but yeah. And back then it was different. But we would make fudge. And my dad makes a mean chocolate peanut butter fudge. It's really good.
By the way, if you're a teacher, get in on this conversation. The question is so simple. Like, what's the odd gift that a student brought you at the end of the year? 704-570-9595.
On this list, says, we don't expect anything and appreciate everything. Handwritten cards and notes mean more than you can imagine, and we save them.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's cute.
Hey, my son's kindergarten teacher is getting married, and the moms in the class got together and threw her like a kid's bridal shower.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, she,
little brunch.
Yeah. I think Dean said like she was like super emotional about it because she was so cool.
Oh, I bet so. Yeah, somebody in this Huffington Post article said that 1 year, all my students' families pulled money together for a gift card to a spa.
Oh, that's nice.
That's real nice.
That's really nice. Flare pens are always welcome.
What's a flare pen? Like,
I think it's a colorful felt pen from Sharpie or something.
Is that that multiple color one?
Or
where you click different colors?
No, but that was a great pen.
Oh, wait. Are you saying pen or pin?
Oh, pen. Here we go. Pen.
Like pen. A pen
like
that you
write
wear?
With, that you pencil.
Okay.
A pen.
Pen. I gotcha.
A pin, Loren. You write with a pin.
Well, I think flare pins that you put on, like on a jacket or something or a thing too.
Well, double check his article and make sure it's right.
Yeah, who knows with me talking. If you're a teacher, 704-570-9595. What do you want? What would be good for you? Some parents have asked what my favorite Starbucks drink is, and they actually deliver it. Great way to start the day.
That's nice.
Another teacher said, I love anything useful, especially things like cute notepads, post-its, pens, art supplies.
Is that what you want, though?
Well, yeah, especially if teachers have to pay for the supplies out of their own pocket. I bet they really appreciate you stepping up and paying for supplies.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm just talking end of year, though, like when you're wrapping up this.
You got to store
year.
That all summer.
Yeah, so your gift is like to begin, like, hey, happy summer. Here's your things to get you started next year, I guess.
And then there's this website called teacherspayteachers.com, and there's gift cards there.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, that you can give your teacher a gift card, which I've never heard of that before.
Me neither.
This is Chris in Lake Norman. Hey, Chris.
Hi, good morning. I love you guys.
We love you. Thank you.
Even though Roy said your name wrong, you still do, Chris?
I do. Still love you anyway.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But one gift I received and the child was so excited to give it to me was a beautiful gift box, and inside was a used bar of soap.
You know, students are the best because they actually went out of their, that student went out of his or her way and got something for you. You know, took it from mom or dad, obviously, but got it for you.
And then,
that's true.
And Chris, you know, we've talked about this before, and I remember a teacher called one time and said that the kid clearly just grabbed something out of the parents' room, and it was like lingerie.
Yeah, it was like something. It was like intimate apparel.
Intimate apparel that they put in a box and sent in.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, teachers get the oddest thing. If you want to join in on this conversation, 704-570-9595. Thank you, Chris, for calling
the
Maine
Weather Intro.
Is this your last week, Chris?
Two more weeks.
Okay.
Two more.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris.
704 just texted in and said, give us wine! Exclamation marks.
Hey, that'd be great.
By the way, you can call in anonymously. If you don't, you know, I know teachers, some teachers don't want to give their names out there. You should. You should be proud. And we're just having a little fun. Like, what's the odd thing that you got as your end of the year gift?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy gave us a list of gifts that teachers actually want at the end of the year. And on it was like school supplies for the next year. What else was on there? There's
gift cards, Starbucks, flare pens, handwritten notes.
Yeah. And things like that.
Hmm.
But if you're a teacher and you got an odd end of the year gift, you can jump on the phones at 704-570-9595.
Let's go with Anonymous. Welcome to the Maine Roy the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. So first off, I want to say that I love listening to you guys as I come into work in the morning.
Oh,
so
thank you
guys for everything you do.
Oh my gosh, thank you for listening. And I love your energy. You're so excited.
I teach middle school, so I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
So the oddest gift that I've ever was given was around Christmas time. And my student brought me in a set of drinking glasses, like sweet tea glasses. Hmm. And he was super proud of them. So as I was ripping off the wrapping paper, I saw a little Santa, the gift tags, and it had someone else's name on it.
Oh.
He goes, under the Christmas tree.
Oh.
So he was super proud of it, and I was really excited to have him. So now I use him in my house and think of him all the time.
There you go. That's awesome. Thanks, Anonymous. Yeah. Have a great day, and thanks for teaching everyone this year. It's been awesome.
704 just texted in and said, best gift, wine and a pedicure gift card. The strangest gift, a half-burnt candle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Half-burnt candle. We've heard those. Stephanie in Charlotte, this is kind of like a half-burnt candle. What did you get?
The strangest gift I've ever received was two leftover pieces of well-done steak from the night before. It was presented to me on a paper plate, loosely covered in foil, and that was my gift.
Like it was a loosely foiled paper plate, you know.
When a student gives you that, Stephanie, what's your reaction?
I had to be just as excited because she was thrilled to give this to me. Mm-hmm. She's like, I know how you like to eat. And so this can be your lunch.
I've been like, what? I love to eat. I mean, yeah, so does everyone who has a pulse.
But I'm usually eating, walking down the hall to pick them up. That's my lunch. Oh. And I text her mom and said, just in case you're looking for last night's leftovers, I have it. It was a sweetest gift.
That is so awesome.
It was super sweet.
Did mom know that she gave it to you?
She did not until I texted her, and she's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
She brought it into me as a gift, and she just had to bring me something.
What's so cool, Stephanie, is that you made such an impression on the student that the student wanted to do anything they could, you know what I mean, to get you this gift. And all teachers need to know that. Like, yeah, you guys are awesome. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you so much.
Roy, you mentioned this earlier. It looks like we got a return call. I don't think it's the same person.
Rachel in Statesville.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Have you already shared this story with us on the air once? Because this story is oddly familiar.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me, but...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
My first year of teaching, I was teaching kindergarten, and a little boy brought me a box, and I opened it up, and it was black silk lingerie. And the funny thing is that I don't know whether I was more embarrassed about the black silk lingerie or the fact that it was a size 3XL.
Oh.
So it was awkward, for sure.
Did you ever find out where it came from?
No, I mean, it was wrapped up, and he handed it to me and said, my mom said, let me know if this doesn't work. And I was like,
whoa.
So I opened it, and I was like, holy, I don't even know what to say about this right now.
Oh, if Cash ever came to me and was like, mommy, I want to give this to my teacher, and it was lingerie, like, I mean, how do you let that go as a parent?
Like, I know, you got to package that with the 50 Shades of Grey CD, that DVD. That's all.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe that mom has a really good sense of humor, and that's really funny.
Of course she has to.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, who's the mom? Tina Fey?
Unforgettable.
You opened it up in front of the student, too, didn't you, Rachel?
Yeah, of course, because they want you to.
Yeah. That's so great.
Excited.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. Thanks for doing a great thing for us this year, teaching our kids.
Oh, you're welcome.
The future of America lies on your hands.
And meanwhile, they're bringing lingerie. That's the future.
Half-eaten steak.
That's the future. We're excited.
I think we should start a class.
Yeah.
Gifts to get your teachers. Any other funny texts coming through, Lorraine? We got a second.
Hang on one second.
The future president of America just brought a half-eaten steak to the teacher's as a president.
So what we want is thoughtful little gifts, maybe gift cards. What we need is wine, ABC store gift cards. I love anything handmade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Roy, you said your dad used to make fudge and you'd bring the fudge to the teachers. Were they ever hesitant to eat it?
No, they loved it. In fact, they would ask for the recipe and they would want more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. We got another text message from a teacher who said that they brought one of the students brought them dog treats.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, hopefully they had a dog.
You know? Someone got a styrofoam bowl that was colored and turned into a hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, keep them coming. 704-570-9595. Teachers, we're celebrating you today.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. Kiss 95. Sorry. I gave Roy a nod like I was going to just say something.
Coming in
hot. Both
no,
of us.
I didn't. That's not the nod I picked up on.
Oh, sorry. I'm not feeling well, dude. Quite honestly, I'm on cold medicine. Who knows what nod I
gave. You were telling him to go.
Yeah.
And it always comes in at the end of the song. But I was like, hey. I gave him the, hey, I got this one nod. We didn't talk.
There's a difference between the straight up nod, like you go straight up, and then the side nod.
Yeah, show me what I did. What did I do?
You did something with your eyes, like to the right.
Oh,
like,
God.
But the side nod is like, I got this.
Sorry,
the
y'all.
Go
I'm out of
is the straight up.
All I was going to say was all the hits, Kiss 95.1. I hope you like the heat, because today, tomorrow, and the next day, it's going to get up to about 96 and 98 degrees. But the good news is that it looks like there's a cool down in sight with mid to upper 80s by the weekend. That's what I was
cool
gonna say.
Down is upper 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like 5 a.m. going to work and it was hot.
I know. Oh, so hot. But New York City, the weather looked nice. You were
up
there.
I was up there. I went to New York City to meet Sterling's parents for the first time. And, you know, we've been dating for a long time, but I've never actually got to see them face to face. Now, they know I exist. They know, like, I've talked to them on video chat. Mm-hmm. I've had communication with his parents before. We've just never physically met. And, man, was I nervous. I was more nervous to meet the dad, Sterling's dad, than his mom and sister. Because I met his sister a few times, and I love his whole family.
This wasn't a situation where, were you the first boyfriend?
Yes.
His dad had met?
Yes.
Okay, like, Sterling was your dad's first boyfriend that he had met.
Yes.
Of yours.
We were both dad.
This was uncharted territory for dads.
Very uncharted territory for both dads. And so it was very nerve-wracking. And I know there was a lot of things like, do I pay? Do I bring a gift? There was all these things in limbo. And then started this whole other mind thing. I was like, do I hug them? Do I shake their hand? What's the appropriate way to greet them?
Dude, you're a mess.
Oh, I was a hot mess. Let me lay out a couple things that I did. I, one, brought the mom a gift. I brought her, I found out that she loves, like, caramel chocolate and candy apples. I brought her a candied apple.
Okay.
Second thing
did
is...
Did you win it at the fair and then bring it to her? Or?
We literally were walking to the restaurant, and there was a festival that we had a walk through, and Sterling told me this little fun fact that his mom loves that. And I'm like, oh, well, look what's right here.
Let's get one for her.
Now, hold on. It sucks. This stinks because we're going to run out of time. We need an hour.
Did you put it in a box or did you just carry it by the stick?
And does she eat it right away?
Hand it to her like a lollipop. I got this for you.
I carried it in its little plastic baggie, and I handed it right to her.
Did she feel the need to eat it right then and there?
No, she put it away to take home.
Okay.
She put it away to take home.
It's still in her purse, by the way, all sticky now. Now she's cussing Roy.
Because it was 90 degrees, and it got melted. It melted in her bag.
Bring somebody a candy apple for a gift.
What's his dad's name?
His dad's name is Sterling.
Oh, Sterling. Yeah. Sterling!
He's a junior.
Sterling, who brings someone a candy apple as a gift? I just don't understand this. Look, everything's stuck together. I got a penny stuck to a nickel. My driver's license is stuck to a credit card. Idiot.
Oh, that's what I brought. So I hugged the mom, and then I had plans on shaking Dad's hand. He went in for the hug.
Oh, yeah, you got
to
hug.
Which is great, but it was that awkward to where I put my hand up, but he went in for the hug, and then, so there's that.
So they were there first waiting for you.
They were there first waiting on us. We went in there, and I've never experienced bottomless brunch before. Never had, that's not like a thing in Charlotte that I've been to. Mm-hmm. But man, in New York City, do they not play. When it's bottomless brunch, they give you these adult beverages and they keep bringing it on and on and on. And the beverage that I happened to be drinking was this Cuban tea drink, and it actually just tasted like tea. So I was drinking it.
Sneak up on you, huh?
That I was drinking as if I was just sitting at a, you know, restaurant drinking tea. I mean, I was pounding them out. About six or seven teas in, I'm like, whoa. I got to go to the bathroom and get my life together.
Hold on. Six or seven teas?
They kept coming, Loren. It was nonstop. And so I'm in the bathroom going, all right, Roy, I don't think they realize you're drunk.
You're smacking yourself in the face, giving yourself a pep talk in the mirror.
I'm like, you got to get it together. This has to be almost done. Don't say anything stupid. And I went back there. And I sat down.
You splash water on your face.
Yeah, cool off a little bit. And I'm like guzzling water, trying to, because it hit
no
me.
No more iced teas after that.
Oh, yeah. It hit me all at once.
And when Roy drinks too, he gets really red.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Real red.
I get real hot.
Yeah.
Real hot.
Boy, you okay? Hey, was anybody else drinking them?
Yeah, everybody was drinking.
Okay.
It's so not like I was the only one drinking, yeah, but I think I was the only one pounding them out, though. No one else felt that good when they left.
Tell us, Sterling. I thought it went really well. Sterling's like shaking his head. So tell us, because the one thing from Friday was whether or not you felt like you were going to pay. And I said, as a northerner, born and raised in New Jersey, it's a very northern thing for the parents to pay. And I thought they would feel weird about it if you said you wanted to pay. Loren felt differently. We had text message and phone calls on it. What did you do?
I actually brought up, I made it known about what we talked about on the radio. I was like, you know, so I host a radio show, and this has actually, I've been talking about you guys for a couple of weeks now, and here's a big dilemma. And
if you bring it up to them, of course they're going to say, no, we got it.
But she told me that she's like, no, I would be very upset if you paid. Because I told her I was going to sneak and pay. She's like, no, we pay. We're the adults. We're the parents.
Told you.
Did they miss the fact that they're like 25 now?
No. Loren, that's not an adult.
That is an adult.
Not to
don't
them.
Talk to me about adults.
Point job.
Your brother lives in your mom's basement in Florida.
And like, I'd give him hell for it, too.
But no, it's a very, like my parent, it's a very, I think, southern versus northern thing. I think the north people in the northern, they'd much rather would pay.
Okay.
They would pay.
So overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being fantastic, one being terrible, you put it at close to 10 probably. You're meeting.
I think it was great. You know, I think I asked Sterling's dad about his job. I even attempted to defend him in a moment that everybody was ragging on Dad. And I was like, well, hang on. Maybe the dad, maybe he meant this. And then there, I found out that no, he didn't mean that.
Picked the wrong side.
Yeah.
But good.
No, I think it went really well. I think they liked me and, I'll post a photo. We didn't get a photo with all the family members because I guess I left in a rush and I didn't realize.
You were drunk?
Yeah.
Roy took a picture of someone else's parents. He was so
wasn't
drunk.
Wasn't even the right family.
Evidently, when I left, I didn't wait for everybody. I don't know. Man. I don't know what happened there, but I have a photo with just the mom.
That's funny. A thing of like leaving in situations. He left me. Like, we came back from Florida together. He just got out of the car and left.
Bye.
I was like, bye.
Oh, that's funny. All right. We'll get more of the story as the week progresses around this time, I'm sure. More things will pop up with Roy.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Wake up. Kiss.
95.1.
Lauren, people are so upset still that we don't have the Senseless Survey for you. We're supposed to do a new one every Tuesday or every Monday and every Wednesday at 7:20 and 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. It's not Monday, by the way, if you're getting in the car. It is Tuesday morning. Short work week for a lot of people. But it's 7:20 and still no Senseless.
Mm.
And people are mad about it.
Let's welcome Maggie from Charlotte to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. Well, you know, the Senseless is closed thanks to the census. They shut us down.
I know. And that was one of my favorite things to listen to as I was going to school. I mean, I'm a teacher, and I loved it. It's goofy and funny, and the government is jacked.
Roy was like on this roll, Maggie. I don't know if you noticed it or not. He was really pushing the boundaries to see how these people would hang up, and you were getting further and further into it.
I was, because I try to make it so offensive and so funny that it's ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. Right. And then the government says that it's too similar to what they do, and then I'm impeding their mission. I'm like, come on, it's satire.
Let me tell you how ridiculous the government is. I was a census taker in 2010 in Orlando, and we used pencils, and I went door to door asking who lives here.
Yeah, you actually did the census?
The government is. Oh, I was a census taker.
So the email that we got, and I'm pulling it up now, says that the Census Bureau in D.C. put $654 billion.
It's a lot of pencils, Manny.
I mean, that's ridiculous, but yet they use pencils?
Pencils and paper. We could have erased the information at any time.
It's a $675 billion industry that's given to the states and communities based off the census data.
Okay, we made $15 an hour, and this is how we gauge how many people are living in our country.
How many people would actually open the door?
I went green. I pulled up on my bike, you know, said census taker. I was trying to be extra smiley. And you can't go inside. They wouldn't allow you in the home. So people open the door, and 9 times out of 10, they do not want to talk to you. But I was just kind of chatty. And sometimes they're hiding people in there. And you can't, you know, I'm not going to say, well, how many do you have back there in bedroom number 17, you know?
Yeah.
I just said, how many you have? Cool. See ya.
And she worked for the census, so D.C.'s all up in a wad over this for no reason, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so why can't we have a few laughs, you know, on our way to a hectic, you know, work day?
Right.
Stupid.
Well, they told us that we, quote, impede the mission.
It's stupid, right?
Those are their words.
Yeah, I know their mission.
Yeah, it's useless. The Useless Bureau. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, Maggie.
I'll sign petitions. I'll do whatever.
I know. Well, we're working on an update. We're working with our corporate attorneys, and we're working with D.C. And, you know, Roy's made it pretty clear, like, we can't change it to be like, hey, would you like to answer random questions? Because here we go. Like, the whole idea is to make it satire.
Of course.
It's a period. It's all it is.
Well, crossing my fingers. I love you guys.
All right. Thanks, Maggie.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
So Taylor Swift, she is doing some rounds of promotional work because she's got her new song, Me Out. And she turns 30 in December, this coming December. Well, she was in Germany and a radio personality asked her that... They said that this is kind of a turning point in your life. Would you like to be a mother someday and have children? And Taylor found that extremely sexist and fired back.
Gosh.
She says, I don't think if I was a man, you'd be asking me that if I was turning 30, which is so true. Like, guys don't turn 30 and then people say, like, do you want to have kids? Yeah. You know what they say? Oh, are you going to settle down now? Like, is it that time? Maybe get married, you know, whatever. But they don't ask you if you want to have kids or if your biological clock is ticking.
Right.
Ooh, so
this is not the first radio mishap. There's a lot of radio jocks really give us all a bad name.
Not even in our country. See, that's it. Now she's done with radio interviews.
Well,
that guy's ruined it.
She did say, I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, that's all you have to say. Yeah. We asked Gwen Stefani straight up if she was pregnant because every tabloid was reporting it, and she laughed us off.
Yeah.
Okay, so Johnny Depp, he's in this really heated legal battle with his ex-wife, Amber Heard, and it's only getting more bitter. So his friends are a little worried about him. Director Tim Burton and his wife staged an intervention.
Oh, but I'd pay to be there for that.
Yeah. The couple, they just said that they were really concerned about him. They had worked together on Sweeney Todd and Edward Scissorhand, and they, you know him very personally. So they were just a little, you know, felt like they needed to step in.
Wow.
Make sure he was okay. Miley Cyrus, she is teasing new projects on social media. And she just did an interview where she said she's got Catitude, Dream, and Mother's Daughter set to be released. Well, we got a little snippet of Dream. Not working. Yeah, this would be her first album since Younger Now in 2017.
I can't wait to hear Catitude. I think that's going to be my mantra for the week.
Do you think it's just going to be meow, meow?
Back off, I've got major Catitude.
All right, coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why Elton John wanted an R rating for Rocket Man.
All right.
Why is he getting such a Catitude with me? I don't understand. I just asked him something straight up.
Let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS
95.1. Hey, Angie. Welcome to the Meanie Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today. Who you got with you?
Ramsey.
Ramsey?
Yes.
Hi, Ramsey.
Hi.
Are you guys ready to play Can't Beat Loren?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how you do.
All right, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Yeah. All right, Lorraine, putting the headphones down, walking out. Doors open, and she's gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Here we go. Question number one, Angie and Ramsey from Gastonia. Dwayne Johnson's oldest daughter just graduated from high school. What is his nickname?
The Rock.
And question two, Adam Levine announced that he's leaving NBC's The Voice to head back to his band. What band is that?
Can I not think of that?
Three?
Ramsey, what is it?
Two?
Oh, my God.
One. All right, no answer there. Okay. Will Smith snuck into the movie theaters over the weekend with his family to watch the newly released Disney movie that he plays the genie in. What movie is that?
Aladdin.
And Miley Cyrus teased a new project and debuted a new song over the weekend. We just played it a little while ago. Who is her husband?
Liam Hemsworth.
All right, that's good. Question five. Taylor Swift shut down an interviewer when they asked her when she was planning on having kids and settling down now that she's almost 30. Who is her boyfriend?
I don't know.
Okay. No answer there. That's all right. Come on in, Loren. Here she comes.
It's going to be a tough battle. Angie and Ramsey got three correct.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go, Loren. Let's see how you do. Dwayne Johnson's oldest daughter just graduated from high school. What is his nickname?
The Rock.
1-1.
What is her nickname?
I don't know.
The Rockette.
Okay.
Adam Levine announced that he's leaving NBC's The Voice to head back to his band. That is?
Maroon 5.
That is correct. No answer from Angie and Ramsey. 2-1.
Maroon 5, Angie. That's the one we were looking for. All right. Yeah. Will Smith snuck into the movie theaters over the weekend with his family to watch the new release Disney movie where he plays a genie. You saw it. This is a no-brainer for you. What's it called?
Aladdin.
3-2.
Miley Cyrus teased a new project and debuted a new song over the weekend. Who is her husband?
Liam Hemsworth.
It is 4-3.
And Taylor Swift shut down an interviewer when he asked when she planned on having kids and settling down since she's now 30.
Yeah.
Who is her boyfriend?
Joe Alwyn.
That is correct. No answer from Angie and Ramsey. Final score 5-3. Loren, you have 19 wins.
Oh, Angie, wow. Ramsey, you guys know what I want to hear before we let you go.
Yes, we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
They'll always remember losing to you, Loren. You know that?
Oh, that's not nice.
That'll always be a family conversation. All right, we got to get to business.
Still to come.
Got a War of the Roses for you guys. Jessica wants to find out why Colin's ex-wife was at his house. And by the way, when we push him on the topic, he gets really, really mad. You got to hear how the war plays out at 7:52.
Kamini, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Jessica, what's going on with your boyfriend, Colin, that makes you think he's cheating?
I've been dating him for a year, and I thought we were getting really close. But the other day, like, I texted him, and I didn't know what was happening. He didn't respond, so I just went over to his house, and I saw his ex-wife's car in the driveway. So I just went, knocked on the door. I saw them together, and they said that, like, oh, I didn't hear your calls. Like, we're just, like, you know, removing stuff from the garage, like, getting each other's stuff, like, separating it, stuff like that. So I didn't think anything of it. I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you have to realize that they were married and maybe this stuff is going to happen. Do they have kids together or no?
I was just about to ask that.
No, they don't have kids together.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, fine, that's fine. Then last night, I went over to his place, and I texted him, I called him, and this time he didn't pick up at all. He didn't even answer the door. And then I saw her car in the driveway. And so when I asked about it, same thing. They said that, or he said that she just came over to grab more stuff. So now I just feel like, you know, I mean, how much stuff does she have? Like, is this just going to happen every day?
That's a fair question. Would you consider yourself a jealous personality, Jessica?
I mean, I don't think so. I think I'm pretty patient. So this just seems fishy. You know, like, does he want to be with his ex-wife? I don't know.
Let's find out who he sends the romantic roses to. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm down him up, guys.
What's his name?
Colin.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Colin, please.
Yeah, it's him.
Hi, Colin. My name's Nicole. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because I have your name and number here and your handle on Instagram as the winner of our tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses.
$100 worth of red roses?
Yep. Who would you like to send them to?
Let's send them to Brandy.
I also have a romantic card to go along with these roses. What is your relationship with Brandy?
We're, you know,
a little more than friends, friends with benefits. Okay. So what would you like to put on the card?
Like a note?
Yeah.
Oh, let's put... Here's a little something for you for all the favors you've been doing for me. LOL.
I can't even believe you. I'm just so f***ing angry. Like, I can't even,
can't
I don't, like, the
me?
Amount of lies that you've told me, like,
no.
I can't even.
So wait, is Brandy the ex-wife?
Yeah, she's the ex-wife.
Oh, okay. Boy.
You can't believe me. You just called me on a f***ing radio station.
Okay, with don't twist things and cuss her on the radio.
No.
You cheated.
You're just mad you got caught.
Yes.
It's her fault that this relationship is so toxic.
It's her fault. It's her fault.
She just called me on the radio.
Dude, I'm going to hang up on him.
I'm so done with you, Colin. I can't even believe this. Like, oh my God, you had such a miserable marriage and you want to go back to that? Then go be happy, okay? Go be happy with her. I can't
believe you're such a cheater.
I can't even believe I wasted 12 months of my time with you. I can't even get over you. Like, this is so stupid.
You can believe that you wasted 12 months and you're done with me. I've been done with you, all right? Like, this isn't
what a scumbag.
And the reason I'm going back with her is because she's way better than you in the bedroom. Like,
wow, you are such.
All right, I'm hanging up on him.
Yeah, he's a piece of work, huh?
I let him go, and
there's none enough. I mean, there's so many bleeps. I don't know.
Honestly, I just feel like a fool. Like, I think I'm just horrible at picking men, clearly.
No, listen, that's a him thing, not a you thing.
I mean, did he ever have a personality like that before? Is this the... I mean, he sounded like
he wasn't. He was really nice and sweet, but I guess that's just how they are, you know, until they get whatever they want, and then I don't know.
I'm so sorry you had to hear that, the things he said to you.
All right, well, let us know if you need anything, Jessica. Good luck, okay?
All right, thank you.
WNKS KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Go ahead. We are not, you know what? We're not meshing well together.
We're not functioning on all cylinders today.
Typically, you and I mesh pretty well. Today, we're not meshing.
No.
We're meshing.
I'll just go home.
To be clear, not like in an unfriendly mesh. No. Like, we still love each other, but we're not performing well together today.
Yeah, that one day off really did it for you, huh?
Yeah.
One day. It's been 3 days since I've seen Roy
Boy.
I know,
but like one extra day.
That's true.
We keep stomping all over each other.
We'll be good. We'll be better tomorrow, everyone.
I'm sure our boss will make us sit in a meeting.
Oh,
come up with hand signals.
No, I want to go home today. I want to go home today and go to sleep. I didn't sleep last night. See, I'm glad. See, I feel like you do. You normally don't sleep at night.
Yeah, never sleep. I slept last night, though.
See, I didn't.
Yeah.
And it's showing. But we did have a War of the Roses where Jessica wanted to see if Colin, if his ex-wife and he were still together. Turns out they were. He sent the flowers to Colin. And the note, Loren, said something like, for all you've done for me and for all you do for me.
Yeah.
And then he went really went off the rails swearing. And so we hung up on him. But I wonder how many people got into a situation. And you can give us a call at 704-570-9595. How many people got into a situation where you were dating someone and the wife wasn't completely out of the picture yet, or the husband wasn't completely out of the picture yet?
That's messy, man.
But, you know, a lot of people, they separate and they date while they're separated, but their wife is, or a husband is still, they're technically still married.
I don't know that I could date somebody that was still had their foot in the pool.
Right. And like what Roy's saying is that it takes a long time for you legally to get divorced.
Right.
So you could be completely in different relationships.
Yeah. I think you have to be separated for a year before you can get a divorce.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
I mean, I wonder if there's someone who could call us and say that they go to like their man's house or they go to their lady's house and the ex's stuff is still there. You know, I mean, if you share a house together, there's a lot of stuff maybe in the.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Guest closet, or you know, it still belongs to them, because isn't that weird? Would you do that, Loren?
Mm-mm. I know me, and I don't think that I am capable of handling someone still hanging around. Does that make sense? Like, if you have kids together, I get it. Now we're in for 18 years, I understand that. But if you are just going through a divorce, I don't know that I can. During that separation process, like maybe at another time we could, you know, get together, maybe it would work, maybe it'd be great, but I don't think that I am capable of handling that situation well.
704-570-9595. We have a couple phone lines open. Tell us, you guys, if you were dating someone and the ex-wife or the ex-husband was still around in some capacity, like if you started dating someone, Loren and Roy, and you were single and just getting into a relationship with someone who stayed in the house, but the ex moved out.
You stayed in the house.
Right.
The ex moved out. Okay.
But they still live there.
Right.
But the ex lives in an apartment, or maybe the ex is staying with a friend long term or something. Yeah. So their stuff is still in.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That place.
So then
pictures.
They're knocking on the door. Or how about the other weird thing when they got a divorce, but they're still good friends? That's weird.
Hmm.
You know, because I know people that is like that.
Yeah.
Which is very mature. It's super mature.
It is very mature.
That you can divorce and you can just be like, yeah, you know, we were married. It just didn't work out. We were really good friends. We hang out. We do dinner. Like, ooh.
Yeah, I dated someone in Little Rock. I've told the story 1,000 times where she was swearing to me that they were done. And so she moved into my apartment and brought things from their house.
Mm-hmm.
A fish tank, pictures. I mean, she made my apartment looked like I was living in The View. I mean, uptown here. It was really, really nice. And one day I came home and everything was gone.
You're like, we've
been robbed.
The
nice silverware. I did, Loren. I was like, oh my God, somebody stole our stuff. Then I found this long handwritten note on the counter.
Oh, that's so traumatizing.
And as I read it, it took me a minute because I'm so into myself. I didn't think that it was possible that this would happen to me. Like, I thought for sure I was going to win her over from her ex. Dearest Steven, I have decided to move back in with my husband. By the way, she had a child with him.
Okay.
So the child would stay at my house, too. The three-year-old and I have decided that this is best for the family. I have taken
the three-year-old and I.
What?
Like the three-year-old helped make the decision, you know?
We're doing shock.
Honestly, we were tired of your burping jokes.
The three-year-old loved him, though.
I have taken all my belongings back. I decided to leave the fish tank with you, but I've taken the fish. You've always said you love that fish tank. Enjoy it. So,
you truly
get this. Then I run into them at a restaurant, and I have to act like she's just a listener of the radio show that I worked for, you know. So she's like, hey, I love listening to you. You must be Manny. And she goes, this is my husband, Brad.
Oh.
When I tell you, when I tell you that he looked everything, they owned a gym. Dude had arms like telephone poles.
And she dated you?
He could have ripped me limb to limb. And she dated me. I was a scrawny little thing in 1998, 1999.
And she's dating, you know,
like
Hercules.
You know, she like overemphasized it too. She's like, this is my husband.
Like, big fans. Yeah.
Like stepping on my foot.
I'm so happy. This is my first time meeting you. We got to get a pic.
Hey, I got your fish tank in the car.
Totally blow it up.
Oh man, so let's talk with Amanda and Union. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
We're doing really well. So is your ex still in the picture?
Yes, my ex-husband and I have two children, but we're Will and Grace plus two kids.
Cool.
Oh, so
Will, I'm Grace.
Yeah.
We have two children.
But, you know, but in that case, I think it'd be okay to date you because you're like, well, the husband's gay and...
Well, after 13 years, you could have told me before we had children.
Yeah.
Well. I guess, Roy, is it wrong to say if you see any signs?
If you see any signs?
Yeah.
What, like, if you see something, say something?
No.
What do you think? It's like Homeland Security for gays? Like, oh, I spot a gay. There he is.
The funny thing
there
is.
No, 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 no. I mean, like.
Me on my way today was I wanted to marry a gay man.
No, I.
And 8 years later, he left me for a guy.
We're not laughing at you. We're not.
No. Oh, no, no, no. Go ahead.
I mean, like, was there any signs?
After a lot of therapy and a lot of calming down and after the inadequacies and we said everything that we said, our children are going to have two parents that can coincide with each other. We
look
at
each other. That's awesome.
That's good.
Afterwards.
Yep.
Yes.
Thanks, Amanda.
So now that we're separated, we have conversations about the kids and friendly conversation, but other than that, we just did what we could to make sure the kids had both parents.
Sure.
Amen.
And he gets to love someone, and you get to love someone, and you live happily ever after. By the way, I wasn't laughing at her story. I was laughing at your if you see something, say something comment.
That's not what I meant. I meant, hey, Amanda, were there any signs, like, did he find himself home whenever the landscapers or the pool boy showed up? You know, things like that.
Hey, 336 just texted in and said, here's a weird one. My parents got a divorce and live on the same street for 10 years.
I can't get over that comment either. I mean, he's like, what are you saying? Like, you know, he keeps hanging around the pool boy quite a bit. You know, it's weird. My husband keeps asking Derek, the lawnmower guy, whenever he's coming over. When's Derek stopping by?
Derek, you want some fresh tea? Need some lemonade? Laura in Monroe, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, this cold medicine has taken me to a new level.
Okay.
God is right. So you got back with your ex-husband.
Yeah, I was with someone, and we were separated for 2 years, and we have kids together. We have two boys, and we had ended up coming on good terms because he had gotten back to our lives, was in the boys' lives and everything. And I guess, like, we started to reconnect and everything. And, like, I guess unless the ex is gay, like, the last caller, or if, like you get remarried, it's kind of hard to just be friends because you were married at one point.
Yeah,
you did love each other. And if you're going to be friends, then feelings are going to come up like they did. And it's just, if you're in a relationship with somebody who has an ex-wife or ex-husband, I would not recommend that just because the fact, most of the time, like if something like this happens, they are going to get back together.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Some people just aren't mature enough for it. I'm one of them. I know I'm not.
You know, we were just talking a little earlier. The conversation started, Loren, by us saying, how would you feel if you went to somebody's house you were dating and the ex's stuff was still in the house? Yeah. Anonymous is on hold in Charlotte. She started dating a guy who recently separated with the ex and the stuff was in the house she got there.
That's weird. And like, what if like family photos are still in the house?
Ooh. Let's find out. Everyone hang out like 4 minutes and we're going to talk to Anonymous and find out what that's like to go into the house with someone that you have feelings for. But the ex's stuff is still all over it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, we got Anonymous in Charlotte. So in your situation, you started dating a guy who separated from the ex, but the stuff was still in the house?
So, yes, a lot of it she had taken with her. There was still some things that he sort of passed off on his own. Or he was saying that it was his stuff and it really wasn't. Basically, when we met, she had only been gone for about 10 days. And we
did you know that?
Dating. I did not know until several months in. And it was one of those, like, we had brought it up because I had been separated from my ex-husband for several months. And he was like, oh, I'm in the same situation. And he led me to believe that it had been a similar amount of time.
But it was 10 days.
10 days. Like, it blew my mind.
So when you got to his place, what'd you see?
It was mostly, it just looked like a normal, like he had a house and, you know, he had kids. But there were things like Keurig machines and fancier plates, I guess, that were hers and some artwork that was left, some furniture that was left.
Any pictures of them?
I'm sorry?
Any pictures of them together?
No.
Okay, that's good because that'd been really weird.
Yeah.
Right, that's a big red flag. No, but it was like things that, you know, regular household stuff that were hers that she had just left because she moved in with a family member.
What about like clothes?
No, no clothes.
How do you even explain that?
Exactly what it is. Like she just moved in with a family member, so she's got to leave stuff here till she gets her own place.
I get it. I don't know, right. But I would feel like, well, we got to box that up then for her. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and the way that I found out was as they were going through litigation and they were beginning to separate assets, he was like, oh, yeah, by the way, a lot of my stuff is getting ready to go because she's coming to take it. And then we had to have the discussion of, well, she only moved out 10 days before we met.
Mm.
Like, and that's part of the reason why the relationship ended.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for the update, Anonymous. Thanks for giving us that info.
Thanks, guys.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
The Spice Girls, they just started their reunion tour. Now, this is the first time that they'll be performing together since 2007. But things didn't go off so well during their first show. Unfortunately, there were some areas of the stadium where the audio was so bad, people couldn't understand or get what was being performed. So Mel B, she took to social media afterwards, Scary Spice, and apologized and said, hopefully we'll get off on the, you know, a better foot on our next show. Hopefully that whole thing will get worked out very soon.
Man, a lot of the fans are calling for refunds.
Yeah, I don't blame them, though. I'd be upset, too. Snooki is so ready to give birth to her third baby. She went on social media and was like, okay, you got to come out, you little... You know what?
Huh.
She also had her 4-year-old daughter singing to her belly to come on out. Now, Kevin Hart, he says
she needs to try the inducer from Hawthorne.
She does. Right? Yeah.
Tweet her that.
Okay. Kevin Hart says that he will not do a bet with Drake because he just doesn't pay up. You got the audio?
Yes. What did you want?
What did I say? What did I just say?
Kevin Hart.
There's a tremendous amount of back and forth that we had. You know, he wanted to bet on a series, and I was like, I'm not going to bet you because you don't pay your debts.
Is that true?
Yeah, you don't pay. Yeah, he doesn't pay. He bet before, and it took him a long time to pay me, so I said, I'm not betting you no more.
Did Drake respond?
Let's see. Did he respond?
I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he will. If Sorry, he hasn't already.
I was trying to find the Spice Girl audio. That's what I was
the
doing.
The bad audio?
Talking. Yeah. Because Roy and I will bury it. So we're big on perfect audio.
That's us.
Yeah, you know.
We complain.
All right. I got what Loren likes for you. This is for your backyard. And by the way, the lightning bugs are out. I'm so excited. I saw them last night for the first time.
Well, you must
this
mean
year.
The fireflies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're lightning bugs.
Oh, is that going to be a thing? Are they fireflies or lightning bugs?
They're both, but I like lightning bugs.
I don't know. The song's much better by Owl City. It's fireflies. I can't believe my eyes. All these lightning bugs.
My dad used to call them lightning bugs.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was outside around dusk last night, and I was like, man, I need some of those little torches for the backyard. But I found ones that are solar powered and look like they have a flicker inside. So they look like they're still lit. Huh. And they're solar powered.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I think this is cool, something everyone needs for their backyard. Going into summer, you're going to spend some time out there. And you can find all that information and more at kiss951.com.
Speaking of spending time outside, did you injure yourself on the first official summer weekend, even though it's not summer yet? I should say unofficial summer weekend. You know, a lot of people were out on the lake. A lot of people were in the pools.
A lot of people near grills. Accidents could happen near a grill.
Yeah. I mean, if you got injured this weekend in a ridiculous way, I fell off a deck. 704-570-9595. Give us a call if you injured yourself way in some ridiculous way this weekend.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the main one of the Rem Morning Show.
So coming up here in just about 20 minutes, people want to know. They want an update on producer Nicole watching your dog Callie while you were in New York.
Okay.
So we'll get an update on that. I saw some text messages came through our group chat. And we'll talk about that just after 9, you guys. But we're talking about while you were celebrating your Memorial Day. Did you injure yourself in a silly way? 704-570-9595. And the reason why I bring this up is because I was at a friend's house for a barbecue. And there's a deck, 2 steps off the deck to the grass. And Dean was in the grass playing. And I wanted to go down there and throw the football with him. And I so missed the 2 steps. And it was way higher than I thought. Like, I didn't try and jump down.
Yeah.
Like, I thought there was just 1 step and that was it. But there was 3 steps, so I missed the other. I took 1 Ooh. Step, then I missed the other 2, and I landed like kind of on my hands to stop myself from like skinning my knee.
Yeah.
Everybody saw, and Dean. Thank God for my son Dean, 6-year-old, came to my rescue. Goes, oh, good move, Dad.
Get up, take a bow. Yeah. You know.
But I mean, everybody saw. It was just bad. I'm lucky I didn't hurt myself more. 704-570-9595. Then he was trying to invite me into the trampoline.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe let's just conquer walking first.
You saw how I handled the steps, son. You think I'm going to be good in the trampoline?
Memorial Day injuries, 704-570-9595. Let's talk with Danny. Hey, Danny.
We were at Lake Norman, and I had had many, 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 many drinks inside. And, you know, you feel a little immortal sometimes when that happens. So I climbed on top of the highest point in the boat, and I called. I think I called the entire lake to look in my direction. Right. And I leapt like Superman off that thing. And I just completely destroyed my leg. I am in a full leg cast right now from this week.
Were you screaming?
Oh, I went underwater first. And when I floated up at first, I was in shock. That's all it was. Like, I didn't even feel anything at first. And then I just, as I tried to move my leg, everything went into complete horror for me.
Dude, you're lucky you're alive.
No, look, I'm lucky I'm alive. I think my pride in front of the 100 people that saw me jump in the water probably hurt more.
You know what sucks? But, you know, people have video. Oh, people have video of you doing it. People that you don't even know that weren't on your boat have video.
No, I'm that guy now. You know what I mean? I'm the guy that everybody's watching in the video. I know.
Yeah, and you ruined everyone on your boat's afternoon because they all got to take you to the ER.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough. I had a bunch of good friends. They just kept feeding me more alcohol and kind of buzzed the pain when I was there.
There you go. What a friend's for Memorial Day weekend. All right, Danny, thanks for calling.
All right.
Lorraine, what about you this weekend?
No injuries. All fingers and toes accounted for, which is good news.
Good. Yeah. You guys do fireworks?
No. We leave that to the professionals.
Yeah. Do you celebrate Memorial Day with fireworks?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, because there was a whole thing, Roy, on the Nextdoor app about how people were for fireworks on Memorial Day and 4th of July, or specifically, no, that's a 4th of July celebration?
Oh, no, I think anytime you can bust out some fireworks, it's a good time.
Yeah, my sister's turning 30, and I'm going to run across a couple state lines and get the good stuff.
What, you mean one state line? Just out of South Carolina?
Can you get in South Carolina?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The good stuff? Yep. I know it ain't North Carolina.
No.
No, you can get the good stuff.
Okay, then I'll go to South Carolina.
Again. Yeah.
But yeah, anytime you can have a good show. You know, last time I think
they
did... Hey,
look, it's for you.
Yeah, they caught
She's in the bathroom.
They caught the whole backyard on fire last time they had a fireworks show.
Did you have to call the fire department?
Oh, I don't think what they did. I don't think they did there. No.
But that was one of the people. That's what one of the people on the Next Door app said. Was like, hey, forget the noise and the fact that it freaks out pets and stuff. But A, it's Memorial Day, not 4th of July. And B, it's bone dry out there.
Well,
yeah, that's true.
Here's the deal. We're Americans, and anytime you celebrate an American holiday, you got to have explosions and beer and hot dogs and hamburgers and overeating. I mean, that's just the American way. We blow stuff up.
There you go. Celebrate America by taking a little piece of it apart.
Yeah.
How did you get injured in a silly way this past weekend? We'll take your calls and texts on that at 704-570-9595. And then the update on Callie.
Producer Nicole watched my little baby girl. In fact, at one point I saw Nicole doing something very irresponsible.
Ooh.
And I sent her a message saying, this is the person who's the guardian of my child.
Okay, and plus I heard, Loren, that there was drama when they came back to pick up Callie.
Oh, such a mess.
All right, we'll talk about it in 10 minutes, you guys. The MRL Morning Show on demand. A couple text messages coming in from being injured over the weekend on Memorial Day. You know, it's your first weekend, like, outside, barbecuing, the unofficial start to summer.
Sure.
Someone said, Loren, that they were surfing. And the leash wrapped around their finger. And they lost it.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
When a wave took the surfboard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The wave took their finger away?
Yep.
That's been a pretty strong wave.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're wearing it right.
Silly injuries over Memorial Day weekend. We were grilling, and I went to get the tongs out of the drawer and cut my finger. On a knife, I needed to get 3 stitches.
You guys remember the last time I cooked and I cut like both hands and I had like bandages everywhere?
I mean, so I like that you cut one hand and then just like you're already right-handed and you weren't good with the knife at that point.
So
you
switching
to the left hand would be a good idea.
I'm so stupid.
Area code 802 said, I got a piece of steak stuck in my throat on Saturday night. I had to go to the ER and get it removed. I'm fine, but it was very embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Someone tore their meniscus swimming.
That stinks.
What's a meniscus?
It's in your knee.
Ooh, okay.
Right. I thought it was a new breakfast cereal.
Meniscus.
Loren, while you and I stayed here, Roy went to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a dog named Callie who was adopted. And Nicole, our producer, does walks for Rover. So she's an expert in this field anyway.
Yeah.
So, Roy, did you ask her as a friend, or did you have to go through the app to get Nicole's services?
No, I asked her as a friend. I didn't go through the app. And I paid her out of the app and everything.
But if you remember last week, you guys, we talked about how Callie is kind of high maintenance. In fact, on Friday at this time, we were talking about it.
Here's the thing. It's just, like, you got to get her. You know what I mean? Like, you got to know her, like, her tics and stuff. Like I know that she loves humans, so she always wants to be near a human. And she truly doesn't mind dogs. As soon as she doesn't realize she's being killed by them,
you know, she doesn't mean her harm.
She has like a five minute I'm going to die thing, and then she gets over it. And then also, any loud noises, any bang, she freaks out.
Of course.
She's very sensitive. And so I knew that Nicole, being the professional she is, would be able to take care of my baby. And at one point, I sent Nicole a message because I saw you. What's that thing you were doing?
I think that you mean when I was at the tailgate?
Yeah.
Beer bong.
Yeah, okay. She was beer bong. And I'm like, this is the person responsible for my child. That's what I said to her. She's beer bong.
At the 600. Living her best life.
Yeah. Raise hell, praise Dale.
Yeah. Where's my dog?
So, how was it?
It was good. It started a little rocky. So Callie came halfway during the show on Friday. And I took her home.
I heard that Roy had to run out of here because Callie was so...
The exit wasn't good.
Yeah.
And generally, whenever I leave her, it ain't good.
Yeah. Went home shortly after. And she's fine. Like, she knows Finley. So, you know, like, she walked in. her and Finley were good. There was never anything there. But then after about, I took him for a mile walk because I was like, let's start this tiring process now.
That's a good idea.
And so they went on a mile walk, and then I went to the grocery store to pick up some stuff for Memorial Day. So I was gone for, I would say, maybe at tops 45 minutes. And I'm checking out at the Harris Teeter, and I get a notification that I had just gotten a noise complaint. which wasn't 100% Callie's fault, because Finley, sometimes if I know I'm going to be gone for like a little bit or at night, I'll put a bark collar on him, just because we live on the first floor. Like, people are always walking in the apartment, and we face the pool. So there's always commotion going on. So it's just better. So he didn't have that on. So I, when I walked back up, they were both going nuts.
Yeah.
So my prediction is that Finley started it, and Callie was like, oh, okay.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah, and
Callie will join in. I picked her up from, like, when I board her, and she won't even have a voice anymore because she barked so much. Yeah.
Trying to socialize.
But that, so then came back. We did another mile. So on Friday, we did 2 miles, and then Saturday, I had that wedding. So I was gone for like 6 hours during the day for the wedding. So on Saturday morning, we did 3 miles.
That's a good idea.
And Roy's never done that with Callie before. So how did Callie handle it?
I mean, I take her on big walks.
She's on three mile walks?
Sometimes on my big days, I would say.
I mean, on the same day in the same walk, not added up for the week.
No, well, I would tell. Hang on, I'd say she does 3 miles with how many times I throw the ball.
and so she was fine. Everything was good for the wedding. And then
The feeding and stuff, you had to chill the food.
No, it wasn't stinky. I had to like thaw the food 12 hours before feeding.
Well, you know, she's a diva. She's a princess.
And like, she also has these treats that I gave her.
Bougie dog, bougie music.
Where's my food?
And like, if I gave like Finley a treat, Finley just takes the treat and eats it.
No,
but
not
like,
her.
But I had to like almost like tease her with it, like, oh, you want this?
Yeah.
Then she'd be like, I don't think I do.
It wasn't on a silver plate.
And then I'd break it up a little bit. I'd be like, okay, break it up, put it on the ground, and she would look at it like, aren't you going to hand feed me?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the original Overboard where they're like feeding the dog on the boat? Yeah. She's like, you can't shove it down her throat. Place it on her tongue.
She doesn't do well with treats. It has to be like super soft.
But then other than that, it went good.
We don't have too much time left to get into it. But then I realized that Nicole also has cats, and Callie hates cats.
Yeah,
and I forgot that.
She probably slept really good last night because the whole time she was just staring at my cat. Just staring at it, to the point where I would wake up in the middle of the night and Callie wouldn't even be sleeping. Callie would just be looking at where the cat is.
Yeah, she hates
all anxiety.
I've seen her nearly attack one of my parents' cats.
But when you brought Callie back to Roy and Sterling, Roy, I heard there was it wasn't great.
No, Callie sprinted from Nicole to me, bypassing Sterling.
Did Sterling expect Callie to come to him first?
Kind of. He was kind of standing in front of me.
You didn't handle that well.
She didn't even look at him. She ran directly to me, was barking and so excited. And then when she kind of calmed down and then she saw Sterling, then she went to him. But she went to me. And meanwhile, later on, I'm trying to sell it to Sterling. Like, well, I'm bigger, you know? I probably stuck out more.
Trying not to hurt his feelings.
They're like colorblind. They don't know.
Meanwhile, Roy had a treat in his pocket.
Yeah. Food from the plane.
Food from the plane or something. Yeah. Hey, I just got a note, Nicole. Did you find something this morning in the ladies' bathroom? Is that where you found this thing?
Didn't you find a ring?
Oh, one of the interns did.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Are we going to find out who's it? Who?
Yeah.
We should be investigators. Let's be on the hunt. Let's return the gift and be heroes.
All right. Can we see it?
Sure.
All right, good.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Look at this, y'all. One of the interns brought producer Nicole a ring that she found inside the ladies' room, Loren.
Hmm.
Let me inspect this thing.
Is it for diamonds? Direct?
Whoa, there's a diamond in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, isn't this nice? There's one, two, three, four. There's five diamonds and then a bunch of little itty bitty.
Oh, you know
diamonds.
What? Let me see that thing. I think I did lose it.
Yeah, I bet you did.
See if it fits your finger.
Won't you see all the diamonds?
Oh,
on
this
it?
Is like Cinderella. I have the fattest knuckles ever. It will never fit my finger. Oh. Well, it, oh, now it's
oh,
mine.
Oh, boy.
Now it's mine.
It's
there we go.
Is that a wedding band, you think?
I don't think so. It looks like there was a third layer to it, too, because it's like two bands together, and it looks like maybe there was a third.
Lauren, why does someone take their rings off in the bathroom?
To wash your hands.
To wipe or wash your
hands? No, wash your hands.
I would take it off to wipe. I wouldn't want to get anything on my ring.
But you also don't want to drop it in the toilet.
Yeah, you guys are gross.
I'm just asking a legit question.
No, you take it off to wash your hands. I try not to take my wedding rings off because I'm really bad about taking them off and sitting them somewhere. Like,
and leaving them?
Is my husband in the car right now?
Probably not. Well, I thought they were waterproof. They're not waterproof?
Yeah, but if you get water under them, sometimes it irritates your fingers. Like, you want to dry it under there because it feels like they're wet then. Okay. Just stay wet.
Nicole, what are you going to do with this?
Protocol is I'm going to turn it in to our office manager, and then she's going to send an all staff email, and then it's going to be at the front desk.
Well, that's what you definitely don't do, because anybody could just pop up and say, oh, that's my diamond ring.
Yeah, but then...
Well, they'd have to explain what it looks like.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Leslie, our office manager, is going to hide it and be like, describe it.
We just described it on the radio.
It's got diamonds and a gold band. Yes, here it is. Congratulations.
Used to be three layers. Now it's only two.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody from the morning shows.
Yeah, because it's here early in the morning.
It's not Phil or Mel's. I checked.
What, did you walk into Power 98?
I haven't done that yet.
Miss Jessica. Oh, maybe Catherine Lane over on SOC.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she gets here early. Whoever's running Steve Harvey, are they female?
Not today.
Okay. Ty, no.
Ty's not a female? Okay. That's good.
No. I wonder if, geez. I wonder if it was here all weekend. You know what I mean? Maybe. But anyway.
I doubt that because I can't tell you how many things I've had stolen of my personal property from this dang radio station. And it seems like every time I tell someone that something got stolen, they're in shock. Like, whoa, here? What?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen here. I'm like, no, gimbal, chargers, phones, iPods.
This is my fifth thing.
I can make a list. I think the company owes me $3,000.
Somebody's got sticky fingers.
I'm gonna send a bill, an invoice to the company.
Keep it here at your own risk.
I'm playing it out in my head how we're going to get blamed for this.
Wait, because you're holding it right now?
Well, no, because like we found it, you know, and sometimes you'd be like, oh, I don't remember dropping it.
Did you take it right off my finger?
Right? It always comes back on us.
For like a radio stunt?
Yeah.
But didn't an intern find it too? And the intern just got in trouble recently.
Yeah. So, oh, is this your ring? Oh, wait, there's somebody who's... Is this your ring?
No.
Is that yours?
I don't think so, but he's...
showing the ring to somebody, sales rep.
I wouldn't keep it out like that.
All right. Well, Nicole knows what to do.
Yeah, I would keep that thing in safe. It looks like a really fancy ring.
I know. It's very nice.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.